For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. We'll play a little flip it or stick it coming up top of the hour. Sprague and Line at 8:30. Get your fake sponsors in.
We should keep that as a tradition on the show, the flip it or stick it.
I think it needs to be.
Maybe do the halfway point of the NFL season, yeah. The NBA season, flip it or stick it.
Make our predictions at the start of the year.
I like
you get
that.
The choice at the halfway point. Do you want to flip it or do you want to stick it? So we'll remind everybody who we picked in baseball.
You always want to stick it.
I mean, you definitely do.
You do want to stick it.
You can flip it, then stick it, too. Ooh. You know, that works as well.
You're flipping it. You're not sticking it as much.
You know what I mean? These are valid points. Dabo Sweeney had some comments recently about the unintended consequences of the expanded college football. Playoff.
I'm rooting so hard for Georgia week one. Oh my God.
You need to root for Georgia there. I think Georgia.
Oh, I'm barking. I'll be at a sports bar in
Georgia's
Seattle.
Be just
barking.
Yeah, Georgia's going to obliterate them in week one. Heather Dinich, though, and his argument was basically like, we don't know how this is going to impact the regular season. And to be fair to Dabo, he does say a lot of stupid stuff that makes me roll my eyes. When we expanded from two to a college football playoff of four, it basically rendered the other bowl games meaningless, and I don't remember that being a very popular take or people saying that, like, hey, when we go to four, no other bowl game's going to matter, and I'm okay with that, but nobody really predicted that that was going to happen.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
So I think that's his art. To be fair to Dabo, I think that's what he's saying, of like, there might be an unintended consequence here. We're not sure quite yet what it is. He questioned what it will do for the regular season. Heather Dinich, this week at SEC Media Days, responded to that as the playoff person at ESPN, and here are her thoughts.
I would also argue that the regular season is going to matter more than ever because it's the five highest ranked conference champions who are getting into this thing, and the four highest ranked get a first round bye. But if you don't win your conference title, you have to win four straight games to win the national championship. And I asked Kirby Smart about this because if you're the second team in the SEC, what happens? It's a tough spot to be in. And he told me, I worry there's a situation where somebody goes, you know, we'd be better off not playing our starters and not winning this game so we don't have to go play in that game, but yet we can still get in the show. I hope that doesn't happen. And he told me, he was very clear, that the SEC championship to him is just as valuable as the national title because they're both so difficult to get to. But if you're playing in that conference championship game, I don't care if it's the Big Ten, SEC, ACC, Big 12, and you lose, that is a tough road to win the national title for a very good team.
So she's saying that I think it'll add more excitement to the regular season, but Kirby shared thoughts. And I mean, I think people are wondering just what impact will it have, because we don't know. We don't know what arguments people are going to make in 2 years. To Swag's point in the last segment of conference championship games of, yeah, you get a home or you get a first round bye if you win it and you're one of the four highest ranked conference champions. But is there a team that late in the year knows that they're guaranteed a spot in the conference championship so they don't play their guys? And we get situations like in the NFL, and that might not impact any fans because it happens all the time in the NFL. It's week 17. Do we want to play starters? Do we not? We already locked up the number one seed. You could end up getting that in college football. I think it's interesting to talk about. I am of the opinion it will add more excitement because more programs and fan bases will be involved in following? Will your team make it? And could you win a conference championship and get an auto bid into the college football playoff? But there will be consequences of this.
The more you expand the playoff, the more likely Kirby's take ends up being correct, I think.
Yeah.
You get to a big-ass number, that changes the math. If we're sticking with where we're at right now at 12, I think it's better. I've thought this since I was a kid watching football games. I've always felt like college football's biggest flaw is that you are just not allowed to lose. And for the longest time, it wasn't even who the best team was per se. It was who got the most media attention and went undefeated.
Yeah.
That was how we determined the national champion.
Yeah.
And I, having watched football from a young age to now, I think it's just utterly ridiculous to act like, well, you can lose a game or two now and you still make the playoffs, so it's going to render the regular season useless. Okay, tell that to every NFL fan when they lose in week 5. Because they're not feeling like, well, it's okay, it's no big deal. They're thinking like, are we screwed?
Yeah.
Did we get exposed? Are we real? Can we come back from this? Yeah. Are we a contender? Are we a pretender? That is every week in the NFL. And that season's 17 games. So I just have always thought the argument about like making urgency matter every single week, it's fun. It's also kind of stupid and no offense, not realistic to what that sport is. These teams can lose a couple games. I promise you, we come in and do Monday's show post Ohio State. If Oregon loses and that's their first loss of the year, Duck fans not going to go, don't care, it's okay.
Yeah.
They're going to be pissed. They're going to have takes. They're going to have thoughts. I think it's such an overreaction to an expanded playoff, the mere thought that the regular season has been rendered useless. It's ridiculous. The NFL is bigger as a sport, and we care all the time when our team loses, even if that's only their fourth or fifth loss for the whole season. So I just think it's a bad take. You keep expanding. Yeah, I don't want to see teams sit week to week. That would be awful for the sport. But this idea that you've made these games less important, I just have never bought it from the minute it was said.
And I'm curious to see how the difference between having the bye to winning the conference championship, what incentive is there to host the first round playoff game versus are you trying to dodge maybe a specific matchup at some point? It will be hard, you know. And that's just all teams in the moment. We're not going to know. You can project, but you won't know until we get to that point and see what the scenario is that comes up.
Florida State didn't know they were missing the playoff last year, knowing if they go undefeated, they were going to miss it. We didn't know that.
Assume they would get in. They were undefeated.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. I think the potential for a bye to win your conference championship will help keep those conference championship games. But if you go to 16 and they're in, and you're going to host a first-round playoff game at that point, whether you win or lose the conference championship, then I think that's an issue. But I'm curious to see how much that one bye will be an incentive for those teams at that point in the season.
Well, it's funny because I feel like one unintended consequence has led to this reaction, and that was when you went to 4, it rendered most bowl games for the majority of programs around the country largely meaningless.
Yeah.
And that was something that we didn't really foresee happening.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so when, as a sport, you grow towards telling me, it's no longer a good season to necessarily win your conference or go win a bowl game, whether it's a major bowl game or not. If you fell short of the playoff, what is that season? If
failure.
You're an elite program, it's a failure,
yep.
right? And Lord knows Oregon has been through this many times. Oregon's come close however many years in a row and fallen just short. But winning the Fiesta Bowl last year felt like what? Lost twice to Washington. You had a great season, but it's kind of a disappointment. You couldn't get over the hump. You won a New Year's Six bowl game. They won the Rose Bowl in 2019, another year that felt like a disappointment despite the fact that you went on to win a big bowl game at the end of the season. And so when an unintended consequence tells me that the only thing that matters in your sport is the college football playoff, I think this is going to grow the interest in it because of the argument that we've been mainly making in the baseball world that I think has been a net positive for them, being that more markets at this point in the season are involved and interested as opposed to going back to the old wild card rules where, let's say, before they expanded, there was only one wild card spot. That was it. Like, go look at the MLB standings right now. If you didn't have an expanded playoff and you just have one wild card team,
you're knocking out like five.
The Yankees
teams.
Have a 3.5 game lead in the American League wild card race, and basically everybody outside of Boston is eliminated because you'd have Kansas City, Houston, they'd all like 7, 8, 9 games back. In the National League, it would be your Braves essentially running away with it. You would have a 4.5 game lead on the Cardinals, 5 games up on the Mets, 6 on the Diamondbacks, 6 on the Padres, and my team, Lord knows, would have they'd be 8 games back of a wild card spot, and you're selling at the deadline. But the expanded playoff is keeping all these other markets involved because there's 3 spots, and hey, let's watch. Maybe we get in. When we get in, you never know what could happen. And so ultimately, I think there will be some downfall for elite programs who have the ability at the end of the year saying, hey, we're undefeated. Who cares if we win this game or not? Georgia's 10-0 going into their last 2 games of the season, locked up a spot in the SEC title game. They can decide to sit guys if they want because they know if we win the SEC title that we're going to get home field advantage or a first round bye.
Right.
I think that while that is a negative, you're going to have the positives of teams who are 9-3 in the Big 12, but if we win the conference championship, we're given an automatic spot in, and those games late in the season are going to matter much more for them. So while there might be a negative for elite programs, I think the middle-tier programs who have a chance to win a conference championship will see a huge boost in interest because it's not just to go to the Holiday Bowl. Now it's to go to a college football playoff.
Side note, I forgot who Oregon played in the Fiesta Bowl. You talk about irrelevance.
Liberty.
Liberty.
Liberty,
right.
Liberty.
I had to go
Liberty,
look
Liberty,
it
Liberty.
Up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Liberty. That game sucked. We all knew it would suck, and it sucked.
It was horrible.
My final point on this. I'm going to lean more what's the latter of Swag's point here on this whole, like, sitting or no sitting thing. I think it's utterly ridiculous. It's a coward's way out of sitting in that sport. I know it happens the last game of the NFL. They play a longer season. It's a little different. But don't forget the part that we're not talking about in that conversation is you play, you can dictate terms too. Hey, Georgia, you've got this locked up. You're in the SEC title game. But if you beat fill-in-the-blank team at the end of the year or the second to last week of the year, you impact that team and that team who are also vying for playoff spots and positioning. So I think it's fear-based. I think it's a way to be mad about expanded playoff stuff. We love football too much to say, oh, the regular season's not going to matter. Tell that to the sold-out stadiums. Tell that to the passion and the fervor of the fan bases in that sport where it's every single week. No longer do you lose and say, well, season's over. Now it's like, all right, we didn't play a great game, but we're still really good.
We still got a shot.
Which is the case for a lot of teams by the end of the year.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So Dabo says there will be unintended consequences. We all seem to be in agreement that won't be an ultimate negative. I think it'll make it a little more exciting for some markets, but we'll have to wait and see because these are things that we just don't know how we're going to react to and what the response ultimately will be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.